what we have now is a surge in the number of new cases. In the last 3 months, we have registered more than 12,000 new cases. So we are extremely concerned because last year we were able to reduce the numbers, but in the last 6 months, we are having now, on average, more than 5,000 new cases per month. So we're extremely concerned about it. And more important, I think that because of other crises around the world, this is not considered as an emergency by the international community. Our estimate for this year is more than 50,000 new cases, which is, for any country in the world, would be considered certainly as a humanitarian crisis.
And what exactly has gone wrong, do you think?
First of all, Haiti has a very weak coverage in water and sanitation. It's the poorest country in the region, a very weak health and water and sanitation infrastructure. On average, it's perhaps 50% of the population may have access to some kind of sanitation, or 50% access to safe drinking water. So if we compare this with the rest of the region, Latin America and the Caribbean, they have roughly about 90% coverage. So there's a huge gap in terms of what Haiti has in terms of coverage and the rest of the region. Secondly, I think that the earthquake 5 years ago destroyed completely the infrastructure of the country. So in the midst of this, we have this cholera epidemic that so far is not necessarily a priority for the international community. So lack of resources, less partners on the ground, and a very weak infrastructure, all these elements are the main reason why we have this surge in the cholera outbreak and in the increased number of cases we have now.
There is an effort, isn't there, to get the government on board, understanding that means and resources are scarce. Is there nothing else that could be actioned on more quickly to help all of these people?
We need to keep in mind that Haiti is the poorest country of the whole region. And it is not to be expected that in less than 5 years, all the problems that the country is suffering from will be resolved. And there was, immediately after the earthquake, a massive support from the international community. Most of these resources went for recovery, reconstruction, and to new houses. And I think that this is something that has really helped. As of now, we have a strategy. It's a two-track approach. We need to be able to treat the new cases. And at the same time, we need to build the infrastructure for the future. So what we're saying is what we need now are resources to deal with the emergency, with the new cases, with 30,000 new cases that most probably we'll have this year. But at the same time, we need to invest in infrastructure. And this will take time. It cannot be expected that in 5 years, even 10 years, we will have the same level of coverage than the rest of the Latin American region.